All right, so here we are live on BBS Radio on the World Wide Web. Thank you all those who joined in over the internet. We have a bunch of people on the conference call, and we have more people joining in. We had another call come in just now. I welcome that person. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello, this is Donna from Kingman.
Hi, Donna. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And another person came in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. Hi, it's Joel. You got it.
Hi, Joel. Good evening. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you.
All right. Dave, are you here? Dave Masti.
Yes, sir.
Will you please greet the people? I'm going to give Vin a call.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. I wonder if he's going to say, Vin, this is your wake-up call. Welcome on the line, Don. I didn't think I had a chance to say hi to you, but I haven't talked in such a long time. I've almost forgotten what your voice is like.
Yeah, right.
And how is your back? Continuing to improve?
Yes, it is.
If somebody else joined us, welcome to the Wednesday night call. If you'd like, please give your name and location.
Eddie in Mount Vernon, New York.
Hi, Eddie. Welcome again. How are you doing? As the other people are joining us, when you have a chance, if you feel so inclined, please give your name and location.
Hi, this is Don from Brexville. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
How are you doing?
Doing good. Welcome. Other people have joined us. If you have a chance, please feel free to give your name and locations.
Yeah, hi, everyone. This is Carolyn from Anchorage.
Hi, Carolyn. Glad to have you with us again.
Thank you.
Other people who are joining us, feel free to give your name and location when you get a chance.
Hello, this is Michael at Waterville. How are you?
Michael, hi, welcome. Glad to hear your voice again.
What's the latest on our prayer person?
Doing very good as far as I see. The email that came out today was okay, so evidently.
Oh, that's good.
Morgan said that her angel, Morgan, said it was going to be okay several days ago, so we have no doubt.
I get two things that could be relayed to her. One of them was the use of castor oil. And equal to that is the use of what he calls a vitamin E.
Oh, Wynn, is that you?
Michael?
I thought I heard Wynn come on over you, Michael.
Yes, I have more people join in. I welcome those people. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Peggy in Cincinnati.
Hi, Peggy. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Good evening. Hi, Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Hi, Ron. Thank you for being here.
And Wynn is here.
Wynn, thank you for being here as well.
Hi, Wynn.
State your location.
Was that Joel?
No, this is Joel. That's my double, I guess.
That's your voice.
Joel,
your voice.
How are you, Mr. Free?
Joel,
that's your voice. That's your voice clone, huh? All right.
My friendly stalker.
Gary in Los Angeles.
Hey, Gary.
How are you? Hello, Wynn.
Hey, Gary. I keep getting emails about how much people love your trumpet playing.
I'm the one sending them.
You are.
Good evening. Lisa from San Francisco.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi,
Lisa.
Hi, Wynn. Hi.
Hey, Wynn. How you doing?
Is that David?
Yes, sir. How are you?
God, isn't it terrible when your voice is so distinctive?
I love it.
Amazing.
I love it.
You can remember.
Hey, I have an interview tomorrow, just to let you know.
All right. Luckily, we have a really hard time recognizing Heise's voice.
Yeah.
But when how many voices do you probably remember? 100? You know? Got it.
I don't remember them. They just get stuck in the ethers, you know. You know, it's amazing how we can feel each other, without seeing each other. I think in some ways it's good because you don't have to worry if your hair is combed or if your shoes are shined or if you shave. Right? Yeah, I finally found the ultimate job. I can lay in bed and do it.
Are you trying to tell us something, Wynn?
Yeah.
Well, of course, it's not very high paying, but...
But the benefits are tremendous.
Yes. The benefits are tremendous.
Right. The long term is good.
And the people you work with are great.
That's right.
The hours are good.
The hours are good. Yeah. Well...
We're all here for the return on investment. So.
That's right. Well, do you know, it's like something I learned a long time ago. And let me see here. If you're new, we're going to be starting in just a second. We always go through this little bit of, what do we want to call it? I don't even know. BS. Probably good a word is that. Here we go. Is Dwayne there?
Oh, he didn't show up tonight.
Oh, my God. Well, let me talk about him, then.
Didn't you know it? That was good.
Well, you know, for quite some time, I was a little bit self-conscious, and who's eating peanut butter? Do you hear them? Do I see Michael Adler?
Hello.
Online?
Hello, Wynn?
No, I'm not here, and I'm muted.
No. Okay.
On my phone. Now I'm remuted. On my phone.
That's a different Michael that answered. And I see Marilyn got muted. She must have been making noise. Let me just see something here. Marilyn, were you making noise? I just unmuted you.
No, I muted myself.
Oh, I thought Dwayne muted you.
That's true, a long time ago.
You're not missing Dwayne, are you? Don't answer
terrible.
That. She's muted.
It's the 11th commandment, thou shalt mute thyself.
That's right. It's 6:06. We're going to start. I know Terry's not ready. So
muted.
Terry, you're not ready, are you?
No, I'm never ready.
Good evening, Terry, sweet sister.
Hi there.
All right, now, just before I start rolling the tape recorder, let me see if I have any last-minute questions.
May I do a suggestion? Donna is here with us tonight from Great Falls, Montana. She's in pretty bad shape, and... She almost died, she said, but she might go to the hospital tomorrow, but if we can send her some healing love light, it would be greatly appreciated.
Let's do that. That's a good idea. Hang on a second.
Unmuted.
Donna, are you on the line?
I believe she muted herself on her own end. Okay.
Terry, are you there? Let Terry hear. What are you going to the hospital for? Wait a second, Donna. We can't hear you.
If Donna speaks up, then we can mute the lines and I'll unmute her. Say something, Donna.
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay.
Muted.
It's this one. All right, Donna.
I'm unmuted.
All right, good.
I've got a really bad reoccurring staph infection. It just, I could never get rid of it. And this morning I woke up with 102 degree temperature, made it to the doctor on antibiotics, but if I'm not improved, they're going to put me in the hospital by tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. The week I'm laying on the couch with my eyes closed. It's almost killed me a year or so ago. It keeps coming back.
Michael, not Michael Adler. Is the other Michael on?
Michael from Butter Lake?
Let's see.
He needs to press star 6 to speak.
Michael? Hello, Michael? He's not.
Press,
I know he's on.
Press star 6. Okay.
Is that Michael?
I'm Michael from Water Elite.
Michael. Now, you've done some healing work with people on the phone, right?
Absolutely.
Would, would you be willing to call Donna after the call and do some work with her?
If Donna will visualize with right this moment, surround herself in a spectrum of light, I will do it without even having to call.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll do it as a group during the call, okay? I haven't started recording yet. But if she needs any extra added, and if she wants that, we can see. I don't know if you can do that. Okay.
I've done everything, including eliminate pneumonia. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll check with you at the end of the call. And in the meantime, we're going to start recording. Okay?
This conference is being recorded.
Good. This is May 8th, 2013. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And all of you all over the place. And this is our Wednesday call, but really, everything is turning into the same day. Even Tuesdays and Thursdays. But we have, this is the night we ask questions. But you know, one of the things I've noticed is that we're getting less questions and more people, at least the same amount of people. And I do understand it. I do understand it because the mind is like the first portal to get through, to get to your being. But so when you're asking questions, it starts out with your mind. But those of you that keep coming on these calls, including me, I'm one of us, we're learning. It's a group experiment in consciousness because at a certain point, we go beyond our mind. And that no way means that everything is perfect. In fact, oftentimes, when you penetrate a new level of yourself, things get worse before they get better. Suddenly, you start to see yourself. You start to see your patterns. Most humans, I don't think, see themselves. They can't see themselves because, how can I say it? They're in themselves. They don't have any distance on it. In order to see yourself, you have to get a slight amount of distance And then you, I wonder what there's some static here. Let me see if I put it on my shirt. No. It's on the line. Can you hear that static, guys?
Oh, yeah, Terry is bringing up some noise.
Oh. Maybe. No, every time I turn my head, there's noise, I guess.
Wait a second. Let me put her on mute. Yep, it's Terry. All right, Terry, just you're on mute now. So when you want to talk, do *6, okay? And because we won't hear you, but I'll double check to make sure you're unmuted. So there's this aspect of these calls that sometimes people think they're going to get fixed. Everything's going to be perfect. Once you're connected to these group souls, magic happens. And the fact of the matter is, you start to get some perspective on yourself. You start to see yourself from a distance, even a little distance. Before that, you were so in yourself that you couldn't see it. You have to be a little bit above it. And that's one of the things that I think I'm learning as I watch this and I watch people. It's not like people suddenly wake up and their life is totally different. Now, maybe for some people, it works that way because everyone is a total individual. So there's never one size fits all. But I think this idea of getting a vantage point and looking at yourself is true for everyone. No matter where you are at, you start to see yourself from a vantage point instead of being stuck in the middle of it. And then you start to realize that you can have impact on people. And, you know, it's interesting because you don't have to have the impact because you tell someone to come on the line. That happens to be a really difficult thing. But your vibes start to change and something starts to shift. And you keep checking it out. Is that because I was on these calls? What's going on? And of course, you have to come to your own conclusion. Now, one of the big questions tonight is about discernment. And never, ever has discernment been more critical than at this period of time. I mean, that may not be so obvious to you yet, but I think when we discuss it, you will see what I mean. And let me just double check. No more last minute questions. You know what? There's a couple people that are on the call, including Donna, that and some people that are not on the call. And I think it's not a bad idea to hang on a second. Take a minute at the beginning of this call and send some light to some people. And when we're sending light, you know, that's like a quick catch-all terminology. What are we doing? We're connecting. Okay, there's this idea that there's a field of energy that connects us all. David Wilcock's last book was called The Source Field. That's what he was talking about. Some people call it the unity field. Some people call it God. And whatever it is, I believe that when we're on this call, we have established a connection in that field. Comes in and when I talk about it, it comes in warm. At least it feels that way. And we have in that field not just all of us, but we have these voices that talk to us that say they're these two group souls in that field. And so right now, I want you to let that field move through you. Move through your body. And what I notice is my energy starts to get amplified. I can feel it. Now, you know, we don't have to have a channeling to do that. Each of us has the power to bring that in. You just need a little practice. And so now, let us focus that field. Let us take all our energies and surround Donna with it for healing. Donna, just let yourself receive. Let it move through you. Move the energy into your body where you need it, in your chest, in your throat. Where is your infection? Now, I happen to have a dear friend who is in the hospital now with a really serious heart attack. His name is Conrad Kosserer. He lives in Flagstaff. He was the minister at the Unity Church. And when I lived in Flagstaff, he kind of really helped me quite a bit. Ended up writing a testimonial on the back of the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. So I'd like to focus this energy to Conrad in the hospital in Flagstaff, Arizona. And, you know, since I'm doing it for Donna and for Conrad, if any of you have anything big, personally, not for someone else, because I don't want to turn this into a whole calling in the light for people, call. That's our Sunday call. And, I mean, but I just, if someone has a serious thing for themselves, if they want to put out in this energy. And truthfully, you don't have to say it. You can just think it and hold it in your body and ask for a shift. But if anyone wants to say it, I'll unmute everybody for just a moment.
Unmuted.
Okay. You're unmuted. Anyone else have something?
David is glad to win.
Dave and his leg. Dave?
Yep.
Okay. Not that it's easy for you to receive, but to practice. Okay. What's going on with your leg?
Phlebitis of some kind, maybe from a problem with my teeth I've had for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Is it serious?
Not that I know of, but like the teeth, it's been 3 years and it continues to go on and maybe affecting the blood vessels everywhere. I don't know.
All right. So let's just hold that. Let's
muted.
See this field energy moving through Dave's body. Any healing is possible. Jerry will probably comment on it if she wants to. And we just put Dave in the light and see him in perfect health. Envision that. Okay, anyone else? I'm going to unmute again.
Unmuted.
Hi, Wendy.
Who is that?
I'm something in. Yvonne from Florida.
Hi, Yvonne. Yeah, go ahead, Yvonne.
I'd like to put, I'm having problems with my kidneys. I have red kidney stones. And I've been, trying to do a lot of things, limited. But I just, feel that, it's really not in a good state right now.
And did you say your kidney stones?
Right, yeah, my kidneys, right.
Your kidneys. Okay. Let's put Yvonne's total health in the light and her kidneys. Okay. Let's just see this energy. Of course, we're asking for our sources to be present as we do this. They're in the field. They are the field. And if any of you aren't saying it, you're too shy, or I didn't get around to it, let's put David's job application tomorrow in the light, okay? And and that whatever any of you issues for yourself or the people you care about, let's hold it in the field. For positive outcomes, for healing, for synchronicities, for success. And I know there's people on the internet and they're saying, God, I wish I called. All right, we know you're there, okay? So let this energy move right through your computer. It's actually not through your computer, it's through your consciousness. But obviously you're listening to my voice on the computer. Let's just open ourselves up, see ourselves surrounded with the most beautiful energy coming in from afar, coming in from inside and clearing our energy field. And every one of you is loved. Feel that love and love yourself. And we're going to start with our questions for this evening. And I'll just check to see if Terry is unmuted. Are you unmuted, Terry?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Okay, so stay unmuted. And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of our light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, right through the top of our heads, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke, ask for a group energy connection for all those that would wish to participate in that, while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And I'll turn it over, I should say, must leave now. And I'll turn it over to our sources to address those people that are going through healing issues.
Thank you. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is the 8th of May, 2013. And we are delighted to be with you. And we address those issues which we have seen. We see that when you are asking for healing concerning a virus, to ask that the virus be vacated, that the virus dissolve, that the virus leave, that the virus be no more, and that you then take over the space that has been there, that the virus has been trying to come in. We see that concerning issues of the teeth, that the teeth are on meridians in connection with the body. An infection in the teeth travels to the area of the body that is attempting to move the toxins away and accumulate in areas like the leg or the feet. Down the meridian of the tooth that is causing the problem. Things such as infections can be created in the teeth when there are things such as a root canal and the little channels in the teeth. Two, then have bacteria, and this bacteria can become toxic. The main terminal of the tooth may be replaced, but those little tubulars that are throughout the tooth then begin to have toxic bacteria build up. There are such things as zirconium replacement, implant replacement that can make the area much more healthy. There are tests. The dentist who knows of these issues can do to determine areas of infection in the mouth. We see the job that Dave is putting in the application for, and we send support that he may connect up with the people that can utilize his services. We picture Carla Bucker with love light around her and healing rapidly. All else on the call who has put something personally in the light for healing. We also send them healing. And we see that when there are areas of infection, the body needs to increase electrical potential to get the upper hand over the infection or over the virus. So do not be afraid to picture the virus dying and being no more in your system. Do you have questions?
Actually, we have a couple of really good questions from Dave in Grove City, Pennsylvania. As I recall, Dave has a music repair business. This is not his question. And I think he's a musician as well. I think he plays rock and roll, I think. Okay? And he sent me a bunch of questions, and a couple of them are kind of interesting. I'm not going to go through all your questions, Dave, but thank you. One of them is, how harmful are GMO foods?
Thank you. The body systems of humans have set up according to the food systems that have been developed on the planet, and the GMOs, by introducing, depending upon the gene that is introduced, can introduce in some cases, a pesticide gene into the crop, which then can kill off the beneficial bacteria in the intestinal tract of people everywhere and create a hard job for the body to digest its food. This can disturb the whole biological system and can prevent food from being digested. If the codes were broken on the say the Roundup that is used on the crops and moved it genetically into a beneficial substance, then there could be progress made in spite of the GMO crop. The GMO food from a number of standpoints makes it difficult for the future of farming, in that the crops then are pesticide ready, and they move into production depending upon pesticides. So the weeds learn by the elimination of the weaker weeds to be strong against pesticides, so eventually more pesticides are needed. So it is not an answer. Also, the bees which are responsible for pollination, are weakened by the pesticides when they take the sustenance from the flower, and their system then becomes more open to fungus and their GPS system of travel can become disrupted if the pesticides disorient them.
Thank you. Question about GMOs. Are GMOs non-perennial? In other words, the farmers have to keep buying more seeds. Is that correct?
It is nature of some of the hybrid seeds. When a hybrid is made to make a crop, it is larger or a cross between two kinds. But then the seed may be terminating after 1 year and cannot be reproduced. The GMO crops, there is an effort within Monsanto to have seed, to have seeds that are only good for 1 year, a terminator seed, and then it cannot be replaced or replenished.
Thank you. You know, I'll mention on that note that in countries where they got repressive, one of the hardest things to control were the farmers, because the farmers could grow their own food and they didn't have to get dependent on anything to survive. And so the farmers always became a target of how to deal with this when there was an oppressive situation. And I believe that happened in Russia and it happened in Germany. You can look up the history of that and draw your own conclusions. Okay. Next question. What's there?
We would like to ask again the name of the girl in Florida.
That was Yvonne.
We see that there is support needed for the adrenals and for the kidneys, and that stress needs to come down. The building up of the adrenals can further help in nutrition to target the kidneys can help to increase the electrical potential of these areas so that you can heal these areas. You might wish to take a look at helpline.cc on the computer and listen to some of the show from Dr. Marshall and get acquainted with this as a source. He has some very good supportive products for the kidneys and the adrenals.
Thank you. Dave Ferringer in Pennsylvania has a question about his sister Debbie. And he put his sister in the light a while back ago. He doesn't say how long ago. And at the time, her heart, she had a heart condition, and he says 10% was working. And now she has 65%. If you want to, you may not want to take credit for it. If you did, but you can decide. Yes, did we do that, or was it something else?
We give great credit to Dave. Is his name Dave? Is that correct?
Yes, Dave.
We give great credit to his desire to help his sister, and he has initiated help. And we give great credit to the sister as being able to take advantage and pick up on the support that is given to her and her desire for healing.
So the implication is that you guys participated in that whole flow, yes?
We did participate, however, without the sisters and Dave's help and asking and desiring healing. And the other people that have given her help and support automatically have helped too.
Thank you. So we have this question about discernment, and that's an important one because, you know, you can have a certain spiritual advancement in yourself, and there's all these trains going by, and you can get a ride on this train, on that train, on the other train. Train has its own set of energies attached to it. And so discernment means knowing how to watch those trains and figure out which ones are worth getting on. And the train could be a new relationship, it could be a friend, it could be anything like that. It could be somebody that's channeling that you want to pay attention to, or a local church, or anything that you are going to make a choice on. And first of all, I would say, never buy a ticket to a really long destination. Learn to have short destinations with things that are new, and check them out slowly over time. That's why courtship is kind of a good thing in a relationship, because you can't figure it out. In most cases, I won't say in all cases, but in most cases, it takes time for people to reveal themselves, for you to reveal yourself, before you jump into a relationship, because relationships are big. As soon as you're being intimate with someone, everything in the energy field is going to connect with yours and yours with theirs. So that's one example of checking it out slowly and, you know, contain your passion while you're checking it out. And if it doesn't lead somewhere, then so be it. When you're talking about channelings, people who channel, people who are spiritual influencers, what I've noticed, you know, and I say this over and over again, is if they tend to believe their channelings like their channelings are impeccable and the final word, and they never indicate any scrutiny or warning to take what resonates, then they may not be negative, but be sure and check it out for yourself. Don't get caught in the loop of believing it just because you're used to believing it, because as the raw material says, what the negative does on the other side is they take someone who channels and who is positively disposed, and then they will find a niche to break into a positive channeling and do something misleading. For example, with Edgar Cayce, they brought in that famous devastation prophecy where, you know, everything was going down. And through Wilcock, they said that wasn't them, that was some other source that was negative. And when I checked, it was. So that's how it works. You get hooked and you listen, and before you know it, there's something taking control and power and leading you. So when you're listening to channeling, even when they sound positive, even when they use the words love, light, DNA, whatever, take it. If you take something out of it and you can bring it into your life and make your life change, it can't be bad. But if you're listening to it and just repeating it, like you're becoming an expert on ascension, and you're becoming an expert. You know, sometimes people become experts so they can have something to share with other people. It makes them feel important to know things that other people don't know. But that is a negative attitude in oneself, to think you're special because you know something. The fact of the matter is, there are people out there that are more evolved than all of us, most likely, that don't even know what we're talking about because it hasn't been triggered in them yet. But they hold a space of great evolution inside them and around them. And you've probably seen them. Another thing is, if people are saying to wait for something in the future, it's probably negative, okay? Whether it's the coming of Jesus, whether it's the landing of spaceships, you know, there's a whole group of channels out there that are talking about spaceships landing, and Jesus is one of the pilots, along with Saint Germain and whoever else. And it's interesting, and because there's lots of people that are getting the same message, because it's being broadcast to lots of people to make it more credible. But according to my information, and I've run this by Carla Rucker, that's not the way it's going to happen. And the positive sources wouldn't do that because it would create people giving up their power. And giving up your power is not what changes this realm. It's taking your power and expanding into the higher realms of God consciousness, where you become a co-creator with all that is. A co-creator. You are a co-creator with all that is. And as you do that, your consciousness starts to change the reality level in this realm. So, and there's lots of plots by the negative. One plot that I've read about is to project holograms of Jesus in the sky. Another one is to get everybody so desperate, and then UFOs land, and people, they're announced as coming to save us, and they're not. They're doing just the opposite. But people would be predisposed to accept them. That's what I understand. Now, if a spaceship happens to land, you can decide if you want to go on it for a ride or not, but I'd say be careful. I know people that have farms that are communicating through channelings and saying, okay, my farm is a place for a spaceship to land. I'm going to help humanity that way. So it's a nightmare. How do you figure this stuff out? I'm telling you stuff I've learned and tend to think is true, but you could make your own decision. I could be wrong, but when I've asked our sources about it, they concur with exactly what I'm saying. Anything that's in the news, anything, hold suspect, check it out. Google it. Use the word false flag. Use the word NWO and put it with whatever that event is and see what comes up and see what makes sense. I don't want to be the guy to take these things apart, but there's something wrong in Dodge and what's on the news. And the information is all available if you look for it. And so those are some, you know, sometimes when people say discernment, they say they trust their gut, they trust their heart, and it's, you know, quite frankly, it's not enough to trust your gut and to trust your heart in this particular thing. Because particularly, let's suppose the channel is positively predisposed. They're a nice person. You can feel they're a nice person. And yet they're inadvertently bringing through negative things. Your heart's going to feel them being a nice person. And you're going to get tricked because you won't know that it's negative because they're a nice person. And there was another important aspect here. I can't remember. Maybe it'll come up. But nonetheless, you've got to be super on your toes in this whole area. And it's, oh, I know what I was going to say. Also, if someone is doing something and they're making money from it, and not that it's wrong to make money. Everybody needs money, and people that do this kind of work usually have a hard time making it all work. But if a negative source starts coming through you, and you suddenly are making money doing it, because even if they're wise, even if they could have something of value to do, and you're making money, you're now hooked. You'll never want to look at that. You'll never want to consider that it's a negative source, or there's anything negative attached to it, because you're paying your bills with it. You don't want to know that. So it's like Edgar Casey. Another thing is to get groups' souls to come in. I actually asked this question today, and I thought this was true. If you're getting groups' souls, which I think, as far as I can tell, is as high as you can get, you need to create a group energy in this realm. In this realm. So Carla Ruckert calls it tuning. She always had a couple of people around her holding the frequency, holding the energy. And the negative can't come in on top of that group energy, as far as I know. There's a wall of love, and it blocks them. But if someone is channeling and there's no group energy and you don't feel that group energy, I know many of you feel it on these calls. You feel it when it comes in as a tinkle, when it comes in as goosebumps. You can feel the expansion in yourself. When somebody is channeling, it could be a lower entity. That doesn't mean they're negative, by the way, but they're not a group soul. They could be highly intended. They could have wonderful information to share, but it's not like group soul energy, which can rearrange matrices, which can do healings, which can change the flow of the future. That is the flow of the future. But when we access that, we become part of our God creative self, and our microcosm is activating the macrocosm. And we only have like 2 minutes. So let me turn it over to our sources as they speak through Terry. And if I said anything wrong, please correct it. And anything to add, please add to it. And then we'll end this show. Thank you.
think he's, when one looks for answers, one can take answers in that are possibilities of being an answer, and it may seem correct, or it may be unknown whether it is correct. If it is unknown, if it is correct, then you can put it to the side and then seek further data. If you don't have enough data to draw a conclusion about something, then wait until you get the data in order to draw your conclusions. Bringing in data is always a process of sorting it out and determining if it is valid for you or if it needs to be further refined or further data brought in. So a good reality check with what is being said is important. Increasing your own awareness of subtle things, as there are ranges of vibrations that are outside the perception of the individual. And as one can increase their perception, they can begin to sense and feel things at ranges that may have before been invisible to them. This can provide more data for the individual in making up their mind and give the individual a further view of how things are and how things occur in the world based upon the influences from higher realms and astral planes. We see this is a good topic, discernment, and could speak more on it at some other time when there is more time. We love you. Thank you.
We better cut off quick because they're holding our show up on BBS if they didn't cut us off. So good night to everyone.
Unmuted.
Yeah, thank you, Don. If we're still on BBS, and let's get off so we can start the next show.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge bringing humanity closer to truth. BBS Radio.